Far.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, just a quick good morning. Welcome, everyone. We have a great show today. I want to get right to our opening interview. Joining me is Eric Bolling. He's become a quite high profile as a Fox News personality individual. He's on The Five, a show that I never miss unless I'm preoccupied with something else. Also, another one, Cash It In. You see him on all of the Fox News channels. He's also filled in admirably for Bill O'Reilly on The O'Reilly Factor, etc. He's got a brand new book out. And congratulations, Eric. It's now reached the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. Wake Up America, The Nine Virtues That Made our Nation Great and Why We Need Them More Than Ever. It's published by St. Martin's Press. Eric, I have to say, it's indeed a pleasure making our first contact together.
Stu, it's my pleasure. Pleasure's mine. Good to be on the right side of things, Stu.
You got it. And I want to open up here with a statement. There was some good news, Eric. It's not all bad. Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced today that if Trump gets elected, she may be leaving to New Zealand. So she, Al Sharpton, and the rest of them would make this a much better country if they left. What's happened to this once great country? And how far down the line have we got? Socialism has never succeeded anywhere, and yet we continue to roll it up. And I think a lot of this is virtually entirely political because it's all aimed at getting the disintegration and the extermination of the Republican Party. That's the objective.
Well, you know, that's what the book is all about, Stu, for many, many years. My first book, many, many years, people say, can you please write a book? You know, I like where you're going with this conservative voice that you have. And I said, well, the time has to be right. Well, you know, time was right. I saw the political climate getting really, really divided. I also saw the country being dragged, kicking and screaming to the left, vehemently dragged to the left, and that was Barack Obama. So much so that I dedicated the book to him. So literally the dedication is to Barack Obama because he was the reason I wrote the book and he's the reason it was so easy to write. Problem is, it was easy to write because there's so many things going wrong right now with the country, and most of it, all of it, is the vast majority of it is because of the people on the left who spread liberalism across a country that's a center-right country. I mean, we were founded on conservative values. Those are gone. We're founded on hard work, profit. Those are being diminished. You know, in schools, they're telling us we're going to pull algebra requirements in college, in certain colleges, because we want to replace them with diversity training. The country's really being set up to become a liberal, leftist utopia. Socialism, Bernie Sanders, almost comes within a whisker of becoming the Democrat nominee and maybe president. It's a scary place. So I wrote the book, and I literally start the book, the intro of the book, too, was where Hillary Clinton, it's apocalyptic, it's hell, it's horror. Hillary Clinton being sworn in as the president, and you mentioned Al Sharpton, he's the Secretary of Education, Al Gore's Secretary of Energy, the Socialist Sanders is the Senior Economic Advisor. The scary apocalyptic scenario I write, and then at the end of the introduction I say, but it doesn't have to be that way. Let's keep reading and figure out how we take the country back.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Only I may take issue with one point. I don't use the word liberalism anymore. It's progressivism. It's far leftism. The days of Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Scoop Jackson, Tip O'Neill, Hubert Humphrey, I thought they were decent people who were looking out for the interests of this country. I didn't agree with them. It's a whole different world right now. And I just want to, in conjunction with the book, I want everyone to see Hillary's America, which premieres on the 15th by Dinesh D'Souza. The book, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, it's down. Our basic constitution has been upended. This has been personified, magnified every day. Obama's in Canada for a summit. Instead of talking about our situation overseas and here, it's transgender sex, global warming, gun control. Where the hell am I living?
Yeah, you're living in Obama's liberal world, Obama's progressive world, if you prefer that word. But that's what he promised. He promised he was going to fundamentally change the United States of America, and that's all he's attempted to do over 7.5 years. I mean, look no further than the events over late last week, where there was a couple of police incidents with African Americans, where you know they're investigating to find out what happened. But before we know any of the facts, President Obama from Poland goes out and basically blames the cops before he knows what's happened. And then what happens? Five cops get shot in Dallas. And do you think that President Obama being on that podium from Poland blaming police officers had no effect on that crazy psycho who decided to take a long gun to cops in Dallas? Of course it had to have some impact. And then President Obama has to shuttle quickly, kerfuffle, get back up on the podium and say, hey, you know, stop shooting cops. That's not what we want to do here. Well, you should have thought of that before you opened your mouth the first time, Mr. President.
He said he'd bring transparency to this country. He certainly has. And he's not a lame duck president. He's determined to do as much harm. People say he doesn't get it. He understands. He's executed perfectly with a naive population here. A lot of them who live on EBT cards, basic welfare, looking for handouts of the government, indentured servitude. And yet you come out with a strong message in this book. You've listed 9 traits, and since you only have a short interview, grit, profit, manliness, thrift, individuality, dominion, merit, pride, and providence. This is what we're missing. It isn't a case of the Pennsylvania population he was talking to about their gun in religions or his mother or grandmother, a typical white woman. We've become a socialistic nation, and we've lost our values.
Yeah, values and virtues. Now, so I talk about the one you point out. Well, there's 9 of them. Great. There's the one of the. I opened the book with great. You know, just we got to keep fighting. We can't give up. We have to fall off the horse, get back up on it. But the second one was profit. And the reason why I put it second is because I think it's extremely important that President Obama and his liberal wackadoos have decided that profit, success, wealth, working hard, being rewarded for hard work is a bad thing now. I mean, you're a rich fat cat if you start a business and it works. You risk your whole life, your livelihood, and it works.
Yeah, but you didn't build it anyway to begin with.
Right. Yeah. So it's their fault. They take the credit if it works, and if it didn't, doesn't, it's on you. It's insane. That's not what we were founded. And I wrote the book too. I put a lot of personal stories in there because my personal life history is unbelievable. I'm the most blessed human being on the planet. I'm sitting center seat on the 5 on Fox News. But we were broke. I was an inner city Chicago kid whose father was a traveling salesman and mom worked 2 jobs. We were really broke. You know, dead broke. I mean, we were really dead broke. And I'm God blessed and I appreciate it. But it was on the heels of a ton of hard work and a ton of grit and some of the other virtues that I write about. President Obama, yeah, listen, if you fall, don't worry, we got you. You know, we'll take care of your housing, we'll take care of your gasoline, we'll get you a phone, we'll get you some insurance. Don't worry. I mean, we're raising a nation of wussies. I mean, our young people don't know what Brit's all about. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And again, I talk about values, 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 and character could restore things. We're looking at wealth distribution that takes away the basic incentive inherent in most of us in order to succeed on our own. Everything is kind of upside down. We only have about a minute or two here, so I say a proposed solution to you. I'll offer you mine. I'll take the chance with Donald Trump, who I think cares about this country and loves this country. Forget about the personality, as opposed to the unthinkable thought of having Hillary as our president. And maybe I'll go to New Zealand if she gets elected.
Yeah, well, the problem is people who don't like Donald Trump are saying they're not going to vote, and that's wake up. This is a vote for Hillary Clinton. If you don't for Trump, don't vote for Trump. You're down to two choices. It's not Mitt Romney. It's not Jeb Bush. It's not Marco Rubio. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are going to be the next president of the United States. And even if you don't like Donald Trump, God forbid we have Hillary Clinton. Everything I write about in that book, that horror apocalypse chapter one or introduction, will come to pass, and it'll be a scary place 4 or 8 years down the road. We may never get the country back.
Right. If you want wealth distribution, if you want to become in a position here of indentured servitude, go look up socialism, Marxism, fascism, collectivism. It's never worked before, Eric, and it's only looking to be executed in behalf of a few, not just greedy, but evil people in this country who want to change what we stand for. I'll give you a chance to have a concluding remark here.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And the honest to God, the scariest thing that's happened in this country in the last 10 years is the fact that a socialist, a self-described socialist, came within a hair of becoming the Democrat nominee and maybe even the president. Where are we? Where are young people where they're coming out in droves to support socialism? I mean, I don't know where. I don't have any clue where the country has gone in such a fast short period of time, but I will tell you there's a chance to pull it back to the right, get back to conservative virtues and values, and that's why I wrote the books too. And by the way, it's flying off the shelves. It's a New York Times bestseller, and people, when I go out to these book events, the conservative people that come out and say my voice needs to be heard, finally you're speaking
all right,
my voice.
Wake up, man. I know you can't stay. I won't hold you. I'll just ask you to hold off for a break just for a moment here. Wake up, America, the nine virtues that made our nation great and why we need them more than ever. Eric Bowling, St. Martin's Press. I remember, my heart is broken.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, we're back with a serious subject, and as I was telling our esteemed guests prior to the interview, the timing is great, and if it sounds like I'm being contradictory, I am. I'm sorry the timing is great because I'm referring to that terrible tragedy that happened in Nice. Excuse me, but joining us is Anita and Van Bozeman. They are the authors of Radical Islam, Past, Present, and Future, What Moderate Muslims Will Not Tell You. And I'd like to introduce both of you. Thank you for joining us. The timing couldn't have been better regarding your book. And I'd like a reaction from either one or both of you. A very brief one before we talk about the book on that terrible tragedy that occurred yesterday. Are you with us? Anita, Van, are you with us? All right, we don't have them. So... Well, stay. All right, we're not yet, huh? All right, well, we're reconnecting with Anita and Van Bozeman, and we'll have that interview for a moment, all right? In just a moment, so stay with us. My apologies. Radical Islam, Past, Present, and Future, What Moderate Muslims Will Not Tell You. And the book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And we're all set. Sorry for that little miscue. Anita and Van have already done the introduction from the book, so let's get right to it. I'd like a quick response from one of you regarding that terrible tragedy in Nice.
Well, yes. Good morning, Stu. It is a terrible tragedy. But it's something that people need to understand. We are at war. There is absolutely no question about it that there is a war between cultures and actually between civilizations. It's horrible that it happened, but I think it's going to be something that happens more and more frequently, and terrorism at its heart, and it's something that is being pushed and preached in mosques around the world.
Yeah, and there were suggestions, and I'd like you to base this upon your experience about how we go about attacking something, an entity that as it said, does not have uniforms, is not easy to locate physically. What did your experiences, both of you, with a residency in Cyprus, educate you about that? Perhaps most of us don't know. What's enlightening about this book?
Well, first of all, I lived in the Middle East for 13 years, almost. I wasn't a professor or a reporter that went there for 4 or 6 months. looked around, got impressions, and came back and wrote a book. I actually lived there. I lived among the people. I taught school there. So I was pretty well immersed in the local culture. How do you fight against it? You have to understand that anybody who's opening position is that you either submit to Allah, you pay a tax and become my slave, or I kill you. There's not too much room for negotiation there.
The basis for this religion, you claim in the book, radically differs from other religions and Christianity. To me, all you have to do is look at Sharia law. Now, also, what you said, either submit or die. Are there any other radical differences that you know about, tracing the history back so many years, so many centuries?
Yes. My husband, Van, will speak to that.
The culture of slavery goes back to maybe 50 to 100 years after Muhammad. It was race-based. And it was 150 million people, black people, were killed before they reached the Arabian States. That's not counting East Africa. That would be another 50 million. And some of those were part of the Atlantic slave trade, but it was a good 50 million that were part of the Arabian slave trade as well. The castration of males would occur, the scrotum and the penis, and that was, again, before they reached the Arabian states, where it would have been frowned on if it was done there. But there was no problem with it being done before they arrived. There's not a large black culture or black population in the Arabian states. So there were the women, or the proportion of slaves that were there were predominantly women, but still, so that begs the question of what happened to the babies that were ultimately produced. There was no birth control at the time, so it had to have been infanticide. So this strikes a major difference in the culture for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then, so that's the background. And the Quran preaches demitude, which is paying the jizya tax, and it validates the slavery. So it's all there. So they had the tradition and the Quran and the Hadith all backed up what they were doing.
Well, also in the book, we did a side-by-side comparison. I know many people have said, well, Christianity is, you know, and Islam, they're similar. They're just world, you know, they're just religions. Well, if you look at them side by side, no, they're not. Yes, people say that Islam is a religion of peace, but then it's the definition of peace. We look at peace as no war, calm, quiet, no struggle. For them, peace is the time when all of the world will bow down,
submit,
and accept Allah.
We only have less than a minute left, so I want to address this question about the issue of moderate Muslims and the fact that they're very reticent and reluctant to participate in the process to defeat radical Islamic terror. I'm giving you only about 10 seconds to respond to that.
Okay. As long as you just remember that there is no radical, there is no moderate, it's how long it's going to take to reach that peace. Radicals want it now. The moderates are willing to wait 100, 150 years,
All
so
right.
They're not willing to push it.
On that note, radical Islam, past, present, and future, what moderate Muslims will not tell you, and Eder and Van Bozeman, thank you for this compelling message. It's been great having you on. We'll be back.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
Just a dream.
All right, we return as we do the third Wednesday of every month. It's become a tremendous pleasure and honor for me to have Blue Prairie Group representing this show and giving some tremendous wealth management advice. Before I introduce Gary Silverman, I just ask all of you, because there's no cost to do this, to go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Very quite comprehensive, and the company is involved with institutional retirement, wealth management, financial wellness, and they do an outstanding job, winners of a number of awards. And joining us, as he often does on this show, along with the other tremendously competent staff at Blue Prairie Group, is managing partner and chief investment officer Gary Silverman. And we're going to talk about Brexit. He's going to talk about Brexit. Gary, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Stu. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Brexit, new to a lot of people, to others a certain familiarity, and we saw what happened. There was first, I'll ask you, even before we begin, for those, I always have to assume that there is a segment of the population that really doesn't understand it. So before addressing the questions, maybe you should talk about what it is and why it has such importance.
You know, Brexit, which stands for a British exit, basically, with the Brits voting on whether or not to stay as part of the European Union, the single trading bloc that is Europe. It allows for the free flow of goods and services and people across borders. It actually dates back to some treaties from the 1950s in a post-World War II era, and it's been really good for the European economy. However, there's been some negative things, particularly recently with a lot of people flowing in from the turmoil in the Middle East. With the free flow of people across borders, a lot of countries are starting to get a little bit bristled about that. So the Brits took an advisory poll. The ministers, the prime minister and the other ministers, did an advisory referendum, and to everyone's surprise, they voted to leave the European Union. So that's it's a very big deal. It could be the start of the unwinding of the European experiment, perhaps not, and that's part of the issue, is that nobody really knows when you pull on this string how far it will go. The biggest thing about it was probably how unexpected it was. Right up until just a day or two before the referendum, everyone, you know, all the pundits, all the political leaders, were even the odds makers, the bookies, were absolutely confident that the vote would be to stay within the European Union. So this caught everyone by surprise. In fact, I was at a dinner just 2 weeks prior, maybe, before the vote. Tony Blair, the former prime minister, was the speaker, and he all but guaranteed that there would not be a vote to exit. So part of what happened was the surprise about the populist sentiment about anti-globalization, which could definitely have some spillover effects. So it was in some ways, it's not that big a deal. It's only an advisory referendum. There's still plenty of years left for treaty negotiations and unwinding and all that. So not a big deal in some respects. In other respects, it could be the start of a tectonic shift.
Right, and I'll have you address, you talked about, in a sense, immigration here, the implications, not having free borders anymore. The other part of this is free trade, big discussions in this country as to whether we get rid of our free trade agreements. Donald Trump has been the spokesperson on this and the damage of NAFTA and other issues. But there's a global strong sense of nationalism, isolationism, populism, I might add, and protectionism. And a lot of that is based upon this. How does this all tie in with the United States and the United States markets? We live in an interactive global economy. You just can't look at things in isolation like you used to. We saw an immediate impact of the market going down. I'm no genius, but I said, we don't have anything wrong with our infrastructure. I think this is temporary. And now look where we are. What do you think the implications are for the American market?
For Britain, the UK accounts for, I'm not sure what it is, 4% or less of the global economy. It's actually rather small. So the actual impact economically is going to be, in our opinion, rather muted. It will affect the folks in the UK. There's going to probably be less business investment, lower consumer confidence for a while. Their economy can take a short-term hit. Some of their closer trading partners, the folks over in Europe, will probably see some fall off of demand from the UK. But by the time you cross the pond, as the saying goes, and come over here, the actual economic impacts probably not going to be that great, that big an effect.
Can you differentiate the immediate impact with the longer-term potential consequences or benefits?
Yeah, so the short-term impact, economically, let's differentiate economically.
Yeah.
Versus the financial markets. Economically, the impact will probably be not that great. The biggest effect economically is going to be from the central banks who are reacting, some would argue overreacting, to the Brexit vote with promises of lower interest rates for longer. That's going to have an effect on our Federal Reserve here, overseas as well. Europe is engaging in that quantitative easing that we had been through. We've now kind of are coming out of that. They are just beginning that and are accelerating it in response to Brexit. So that's going to be the bigger impact, and the markets are going to like that. In the initial aftermath, when people woke up on Friday morning after the overnight vote, markets took an immediate hit. Very severe. People were fleeing risk assets, going to safe havens like treasuries and gold. We had a message out to all of our clients by mid-morning saying that exactly this was going to happen, a flight to safety. We said it was going to be short-lived and that markets would normalize within just a couple of weeks and not to panic, that we were diversified in our portfolios, all the sort of good, prudent things that an investment advisor would recommend to their client. And I have to say we were wrong because we said it would take a couple of weeks. And by the end of the following week, markets were back to normal, and we're actually at new highs right now.
Every single day. I mean, this is really amazing, and I don't think anybody can give a specific answer as to whether there's any relationship to Brexit or not, or we're just in one of those cyclical moves. And I'm not even asking it in the form of a question unless you want to comment. I have no idea.
Neither do I. I think it comes back to fundamentals. And we are seeing in the U.S. Slow growth, but growth. And all the indicators suggest that we are going to continue to inch along as we push against valuation issues of P.E. ratios and all that kind of stuff. But we're not at the limits where it's going to cause a market crash. There's no recession on the immediate horizon based on any of the numbers. So we're limping along, and as we limp along with the thought of easy money, that props the market higher. So I think that's what we're seeing, but like you said, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, uncertainty and what drives the market as much as anything, obviously, with outside the breakdown of the system itself is fear. Fear drives the markets, the unknown, the uncertainty. So I'll ask this question just before we go to a break here, and then I know you're going to really have to answer it after the break. And that is, what should an investor do? You know, we have a lot of people, 53% of the people who are invested in the market. They really don't know. What's your advice right now? And I may have to cut you off and pick it up.
Well, the short advice would be do nothing. If you have a diversified portfolio that's appropriate for you and your goals, there's nothing that's happened with Brexit that should cause you to really do anything differently than you were doing before. There are things you want to watch out for, and we can talk about those after the break. But again, I don't want to over-elaborate it. The answer is there's really no immediate need to do anything differently, assuming that you were well-diversified and well-positioned beforehand.
All right, so calm down out there, folks. And I know it's easy to be calm right now as the market continues to escalate every day. I'm enjoying it as much as you do, being invested, but exercise caution. It's much easier to head south than it is north, if you follow my reasoning. This is Stu Taylor rejoining us. We'll be managing partner and chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group, Gary Silverman.
Uptick Newswire.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new
new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
I am delighted to have Gary Silverman back with us, as we have been featuring Blue Prairie Group every third Wednesday of the month, and a lot of people can get some valuable advice without spending the money for a consultant. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com, and you'll see all the areas of expertise that they specialize in and do so well. Gary, we went into the break with the topic being addressed about what an investor should do. Let me put a little twist on that by saying, what should an investor look out for?
That is a really, really good question. There are a couple of things that are happening with Brexit or in this post-Brexit world that we do worry about, that we're looking at. We wouldn't necessarily recommend any immediate portfolio changes, but just like when the subprime thing started back in 07, people thought it was contained. They sort of saw something happening. They didn't know what. And it took a good full year later, 11 months later, before Lehman collapsed. And then everything sort of went to heck in a handbasket after that. So we see a couple of things happening that we are concerned about, that we're watching. We are not recommending any changes, but British real estate has been plummeting, both in home sales. Sales of new construction are down 34% in the last quarter alone, which is very, very significant and could have a lot of ramifications. And commercial property is also being hit really hard within the UK because people are concerned about the UK leaving Europe, will London still be the financial hub, or will that move to Paris or Lisbon or something else? So people are very concerned. There were actually 7 very large commercial real estate funds, kind of like REITs, but they're not REITs, that stopped redemptions. They actually put liquidity restrictions and gates in place because they didn't have the cash, kind of like when the money market funds, the reserve fund, stopped redemptions back in 08, right before or right at the time, right after Lehman crashed. Similar things are happening in the UK, and we don't know what kind of contagion that might lead to. We don't think any, but something that you have to look out for and be very, very concerned about. The other thing that concerns us is with all the easy money and the advent of negative interest rates, where you actually have to pay money to the government to have them hold your assets, basically negative interest rates. We're seeing that in some spots in Europe with all the promises of lower for longer and easy money. You know, once you break that barrier of negative interest rates, there's really no bottom to how low it could go. You know, general economic theory always had a bottom of zero for interest rates, and then you can run all of your economic theories and economic models based on that. But if you can go negative, there's no limit to how low you can go. It's kind of like the event horizon where you just can't see beyond that, and then all the old formulas no longer work. So that becomes a really worrisome thing. If money has a negative interest rate, do you pay people to buy things from you? Where does it go? So we're in uncharted territory, and you know, we're not worried about money becoming worthless, but we are worried about the unknown and not knowing what it implies. So,
and it's interesting, the political consequences of this, because it's a matter of how things are worded. You want to talk about decreasing deficits? Yeah, there's truth to it. But if you've increased them or tripled them, and then you lower it by 3%, you've technically decreased it. We're talking about GDP, which can actually grow at a decelerated rate. And for those people who don't pay attention, they're not reading actually what it says. Having said that, let me just switch off here. And have you discussed, in just a little bit more detail, the issues revolving around maybe trade and immigration and regulation. There are potential net benefits in the areas of a more tailored immigration policy, and that means making more trade deals, perhaps lowering levels of regulation and savings. And in each of these areas, how much will the benefits of Brexit apply, or is that really an unknown commodity?
There's an old expression: where you stand on an issue depends upon where you sit. The whole there's a global reaction, a negative feeling right now toward trade and globalization. You see it across the developed world, at least. And it manifests itself here in the U.S. with support for Donald Trump, but also Bernie Sanders, who was looking more at the negative side of the global trade equation in terms of its impact on jobs and whatnot. And you see the same thing happening in Europe. In Europe, they have the added concern about the refugee crisis, which is different than the trade crisis, although the trade implications, it's not a crisis. So depending upon whether you believe in free trade or you believe in workers, there's this growing sentiment anti-global trade. We happen to believe global trade is good and are big supporters of it, though there is a ripple effect on workers. And that's just, you can't hold back that. You might not like the fact that the tide is coming in and ruining your sandcastle, but you can't stop the tide just by wishing it away. So we think that the globalization is good, but there could be a lot of political pushback against that. And we're seeing that now. We're partly seeing that with the Brexit vote. And that concerns us, because if there is a wave of nationalist sentiment that sweeps across the developed world, you can see that with the nationalist front in France gaining ground. And that could really create an anti-trade environment, which would be very bad for the economy. Globally speaking,
need maybe a quick answer, yes or no, because we're running out of time here. But would you say the range of outcomes for production and manufacturing is wider than for services?
That's a great question, and not significantly. I think it might be slightly, the range of outcomes might be slightly wider if you're looking globally, but not significantly.
All right. On that note, this is what we do when we're up against the clock. I want to thank you as always, Gary. Stay on after we close out here. That's Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com, talking about Brexit. We'll see him the third Wednesday of next month. We'll see you all tomorrow with a jam-packed show. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.